I'm going to talk about the Lady and Sons macaroni and cheese. I think I hear more wonderful comments on our macaroni and cheese than maybe besides our fried chicken and our hoe cakes and our cheese biscuits. People love our macaroni and cheese. So I'm going to try to walk you through exactly, because, you know, I can give you a recipe, but then, you know, you're going to have to really make it your own. So I'm gonna share as close, because, see, this is one of those things I really don't measure. Don't measure macaroni and cheese, but I do start off by measuring 2 cups of raw noodles. And I put that in a pot of salted boiling water. And it's important that you salt your water. If you don't get things salted, any kind of starches like that, if you don't salt them from the very beginning, it's going to be a real challenge to ever get them salty enough. So you want to pour your elbow macaroni into that pot of boiling water. And now here is the best tip that I can give y'all. You know, Italians say to cook pasta al dente. Well, I don't like my pasta cooked al dente. I like my pasta cooked kind of soft. So here's the reason it's important that you cook that elbow macaroni until it's soft. Because if you cook it al dente and you go to mix it with your wet ingredients, it's going to have to finish cooking. And it's going to soak up that little bit of wetness that you got going in it. And it's going to be nothing but dried pasta. So you'll want to cook that macaroni noodle real good. And you want to put it in a colander when it's done. And take your spoon and toss those elbows. Because they're crooked little elbows. And they're full of water. And you don't want your macaroni and cheese watery. So you want to stir that and try to shake out all the water from your noodles. The very first tip that I give you is probably the most important when it comes to making good macaroni and cheese. You must make sure your macaroni noodles are cooked soft. You have to overcook it and cook it completely done. And you'll see I'm stirring this. The next important step is to get all the water out of your shells, out of your noodles, because you don't want your sauce watery. We want to make sure it's drained real well. And then we're going to start adding our cheeses. I'll probably start with 2 cups of a sharp cheddar. And then I'll take a cube of, you know, a block of white cheddar or medium cheddar, and I'll cut it up into cubes, and I will stir that in. And then I'm going to add my butter, because my noodles are still going to be a little warm, and that'll help melt that butter. And then I'm going to add like a half of an 8-ounce block of cream cheese. I'm going to take that box of cream cheese and I'll cut it in half. And I'll just pull bites off of the cream cheese and stir that in to my pasta, my cheesy pasta. And then I'm going to add 2 big heaping tablespoons of sour cream. And I'm going to stir that up and mix that in there. And then I'm going to add a cup of evaporated milk. The canned milk works so, so well in macaroni and cheese. So I'm going to use that can of evaporated milk. And then I'm going to add regular milk until it becomes almost the consistency of, say, a raw cornbread or a pancake batter. Something along those lines. And then I'm going to pour this into a prepared pan, one that I have sprayed very, very well with a nonstick. And I'm going to pour this into that pan, and I'm going to put it in a 350-degree oven, and I'm going to bake it uncovered. Now, I love to mix my macaroni and cheese up while my noodles are hot, because that helps give the cheese a little head start on melting. So the first thing I'm going to do is add some cheese. Calls for 2 cups of cheese, y'all. You can see I got a little bit more than 2 cups. Now, I like to do chunks of cheese in my macaroni and cheese dish. It'll be a nice, surprising chunk. Now, my little Bobby likes a little cream cheese in his.
So it's one of those things that you can do whatever you'd like to with it, but it should be satisfying.
See that cheese starting to melt and stick to my spoon? All right, now I'm going to put a couple of tablespoons of butter. Okay, 3. We'll do 3.
I don't ever recall my mom fixing a box of macaroni and cheese when I was growing up.
Now, my liquid for my macaroni and cheese is an evaporated milk. So I'm going to put about that much sour cream. And that's really the secret ingredient.
Sour cream makes it creamy, and eggs bake it up like a souffle.
All right, so in goes the eggs. And that's the last thing I put in, because my ingredients have had an opportunity to cool down. You don't want to put raw eggs into hot macaroni noodles, because it'll curdle. It'll actually cook the eggs, and you don't want that to happen. All right, now I'm looking at this, y'all, and I'm fixing to make a judgment call. I almost think I want a little bit more milk in there. So I'm going to add just a little bit of regular whole milk to it. And if I get too much milk in it, I can always let it cook a little longer. There, somehow that just makes me feel a little bit better. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Oh, I forgot to tell you, after you've put your cream cheese in there, we want to add 3 beaten eggs. Or I say, let's change that. For 2 cups of macaroni noodles, let's use 2 eggs. And so we're going to beat those up and stir those in the macaroni. And it will have cooled down enough by then that you don't have to worry about your eggs becoming scrambled eggs. They will mix in well. And then we're going to pour this into our prepared pan and bake at 350 degrees. And it may take 30, 40 minutes. And about halfway through, I will stir my macaroni and cheese just to make sure it's cooking completely and thoroughly all the way through. I think I'll cook it in this pan. It's very important when you're making macaroni and cheese that you spray whatever kind of dish you're using, because it will stick. So here we go. And I'm probably gonna bake this like at 350. for probably 45 minutes. How beautiful is that? Now, when it's almost done, y'all, I like to take it out and give it a stir. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. At the end of the cooking time, I will take it and I'm going to cover the top of that with, probably a couple of cups of more grated cheese. And I'm going to stick that back in the oven for about 5 more minutes or until it's completely melted. And I think you will have just the most wonderful dish of macaroni and cheese. And to me, that's the Southern way. You know, the eggs make it like a souffle-like almost. So that's perfect. About 10 more minutes, and I'll top it with more cheese and give it that beautiful cheesy top. And then we'll dive into it and see what we got. But I do hope y'all enjoy, and I hope that answered some of y'all's questions. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.